thinking, and their foolish hearts are darkened. Romans 1, verse 21. The Greek word for futile means unproductive, ineffectual, failing to achieve its purpose. As this example clearly shows, idol-based worldviews do not produce what a philosophy of life is meant to give us, a coherent, logically satisfying worldview that makes sense of all of life. The Greek word for foolish reinforces the theme. Its root, syneomi, means to synthesize, to put things together in the mind, and therefore to understand, to be wise. Thus, to be foolish is to fail to connect ideas or link them into a meaningful structure, a coherent whole. Scripture is giving a spot-on description of the fragmented, fractured, internally contradictory two-story worldviews that result from embracing idols. No wonder Paul writes that those who reject the Creator are without excuse, Romans 1, verse 20. The phrase means without a defense, and it originally referred to a legal defense in a courtroom. In the Greek, the word is anapologetos, which has the same root as the word apologetics. The passage implies that those who adopt Creator substitutes end up with two-story worldviews that are not defensible as logically consistent, coherent, or realistic. Their worldviews do not fit reality as they themselves experience it. The strength of this approach is that it shows why worldviews fail on their own terms. It is rarely persuasive to criticize other views from within your own perspective.